Hello?
Hi, I'm speaking with Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, I'm calling you from the Pinion Research, okay, on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm running a quick survey. Would you be so kind to help me out, Jack?
Well, I don't know. Depends. What you got?
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
20.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And what was your primary branch of the trade? Refractory bricklayer, cement mason, or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, marble mason, okay, bricklayer, stone mason, plaster, mason or helper, or finisher? PC?
Bricklayer,
okay. Thank you so much. On the last job that you worked on, okay, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay. And just a yes or no, are you currently working at the trade, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many years have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, or over the past 12 months in your craft? Any, okay, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks and more? Can you repeat that? You're breaking up.
I would say zero.
Zero, perfect, okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was in the past, in this time last year?
Probably less right now because we're thinning out.
Okay, so there's fewer constructions now, right?
I would say.
All right, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there was last year?
I already said less.
Okay, fewer union construction projects. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Right now, I would say yeah, but earlier, there wasn't.
Okay. And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointment by the union on any of them?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government?
Probably a sum of all of them.
Okay. So if you had to pick one, would you say the federal government, the state or local government, or privately? Like the most...
Probably local, because the people are all going to pay for it in their taxes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
In the coming months?
In the upcoming 12 months.
Well, from now until probably April, there's going to be more unemployment, because... A lot of guys don't want to work in winter.
All right. So there's going to be more than now. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Pardon me, what'd you say there?
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or about the same?
Worse, because I can't keep doing what I'm doing.
All right. And switching gears a bit. Okay. You're going to have to retire, sir?
I'm going to have to. Body's falling apart.
Wow. I apologize about that. Okay. And switching gears a bit, just thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are the most concerned, are you most concerned about on the job? Okay. And unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
All the above, except for the last one.
Okay. If you had to pick one, which one would you say is the most important one?
Well, I've had more shit fall on me than I have fallen, so...
Okay, so I will go ahead and put fall risk, okay? And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have never been to a...
Okay. No. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? Picketing?
Nope.
Okay. Union organization? Organizing?
Nope.
Okay. Political canvassing?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
A what? A union what?
A union representative, a local union representative. How long did it, like, in the past 12 months, has they visit a project that you have worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I don't know what regularly would be considered.
Like,
as.
Let's say every day? Once
no.
a week? No?
Probably once every couple months.
Oh, yeah, so that's definitely occasionally. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about like our BA, our business agent.
A union representative, a local union representative. I just put down occasionally, okay? And right now, Jack, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from, okay? So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 options right here. I just need for you to put them in order and which way you get your news from. I have the internet and social media, local TV or news programming, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, print, or online newspapers.
Well,
which one would you say is like the first one? Like,
local news is on the bottom because they're a bunch of lying.
Okay, they just mix stuff. And the internet, I have the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, print, or online newspapers.
Well, I try and combine what I can.
Okay.
And come to a conclusion on my own of what I hear and what I read.
All right. From what you read.
Overall.
Do you read on the internet or social media?
Probably just social media.
Because
okay. I don't.
All right. So this is what I did. I put number 1, print or online newspapers. 2, friends and neighbors. 3, the internet or social media. 4, radio. 5, local TV news, and 6, cable news. That's the order that I put. Okay, Jack?
Okay.
Do you agree with that? All right. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, healthcare, education, or which one of those is like the most, matters to you most?
Right now, probably immigration.
Immigration, all right. And as you may know, okay, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen or heard or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No. Never heard of it.
Yeah. All right. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it? Jack?
Probably fair. But I still ain't voting for him.
Okay. So which one would you say? That's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democrat Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections over the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say the Democrat or the Republican Party?
Oh, the Democrats, because they're getting paid to.
All right. And as you may know, the union, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
Probably the workers.
The workers, okay. All right, no problem. So I'm going to go ahead and put down United Auto Workers much more. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? I'm going to give you four options. Approve strongly, right?
Disapprove.
And disapprove of all of them, pretty much.
Pretty much.
All right, so his job as president overall, strongly disapprove.
Yes.
The economy, strongly disapprove. Foreign affairs, strongly disapprove. Immigration, strongly disapprove. Healthcare, strongly disapprove. Support for labor union, strongly disapprove. Is that correct, Jack?
Well, I'm sure he supports labor unions because they're paying him.
All right. So what I did, since you don't approve what, I just put strongly disapprove on the six options, okay, that I just read out to you. Okay, Jack?
Yep.
All right. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say strongly disapprove. When they go on vacation for 3 weeks and they know they got shit to do and don't get it done, and then they're going to shut down the government because they didn't do their job? Yeah, I disapprove.
All right, sir. And are you registered to vote, Jack?
Yes, I am. You think if I left my job for 3 weeks and didn't do anything and went on vacation and didn't get my job done and didn't get the building built, that they would still pay me?
Yeah, I understand your point, Jack. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president and other offices in November 2024? Are you most certainly to vote? Will you probably vote, or 50-50?
I will vote.
All right. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Who would you vote for?
I would probably vote for Joe Biden. Who would you vote for, sir?
No, it wouldn't be him.
All right, so I'll go ahead and put Republican Donald Trump. And as just a yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? A yes or no?
No.
No. All right. All right, Jack, we're almost done. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Pretty piss poor, actually. For what I pay and what I get, work I do, and the money they take, pretty piss poor.
Okay, so I'll just put poor, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Say that again, would you please?
Okay, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union?
In what aspect? I mean, from their eyes, they're probably
like, good. Mm-hmm. Like overall, like your opinion about that? Like, how would you rate that as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
For me? Poor.
Yes, on you. Okay. And this is an open question, okay? How could the union best improve its representation and services?
Take better care of the workers that are making the money that they're taking.
Okay, I put down, take better care of the workers that are making the money that they are taking, right? Perfect. All right. And this is an open question as well. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Taking care of the workers.
Okay.
The grunts that make the money, that ruin their bodies doing it.
Okay.
And I go to work every day. Every day something hurts.
Yeah, I understand. So it's a hard job, you know.
Both shoulders been repaired. Both biceps. Carpal tunnel surgery on both hands.
Okay.
Knee surgery. I just twisted my ankle. Got an ankle sprain a week ago.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jack. I'm really sorry to hear that. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, union meetings, email, text, or job site?
Probably job site.
All right.
Face to face.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regularity updates that are important to the BAC? Okay. Would you say never, once a year, a couple times a year, four or more times a year?
Well, I get a newspaper from the union.
Okay. Would that be like, do you get it a couple times a year? Or?
I think it's all once
a year.
Once a month.
Okay. All right, and give me 1 second. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific, or Native American?
I'm white.
Okay. And I am speaking with Jack, right?
Yes.
perfect, Jack. So that's pretty much the survey. Remember, your opinion does matter to this. It's very important to the survey, and we're pretty much done. Thank you so much for your time, Jack, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you.